Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, January 21st. Feels like Monday because we had Martin Luther King Jr. Day off. Here's what you may have missed on the show today. Drinking higher-fat milk linked with premature aging. Researchers found that people who drank low-fat milk, that's 1% in skim, actually experienced several years less biological aging than those who drank high-fat milk, that would be 2% and whole.
Now, what's weird is, like, if you don't drink any milk, it's not as good as drinking some low-fat milk.
Yeah, interestingly enough, it's funny how that works.
I don't know how they're defining aging, though.
Well, I would imagine maybe your skin or, you know,
I don't know,
cognitive skills or along those things. They say it's not a bad thing to drink milk. You should just be aware of what type of milk you are drinking. Good news, at least the airline's getting one thing right, how they board a plane by letting people like elderly or people with a lot of kids board first, the slow-moving passengers, because it actually speeds up the process of getting everybody on the plane, and now they have science to back this up. Researchers found that there's what they did is they used a space-time geometry to determine that the more passengers that can sit down at the same time, the less congestion builds up and faster boarding can proceed.
It just seems counterintuitive, though. You think, oh, we're going to order the slow people on first. I'm going to have to wait longer. But imagine if you're already seated and then the slower, older folks have to get on them, maybe somebody who's handicapped. Mm-hmm. It takes them a while to get. So it's getting to get them situated so they're not blocking the aisles for the rest of us to get through.
Yes. And if you have to go to the bathroom and you board the plane, tough.
Yeah,
you hold it until we're in the air. Okay.
Like the rest of us.
Exactly.
It's almost counterintuitive, like the way to enter when you go from two lanes to one lane.
Yeah.
It makes you mad when people like get in that lane on the outside. They haven't gotten over into the lane that's going to go straight, right?
Right.
Well, it's called a zipper effect. If you if you let each other in, it goes faster, but you think somebody's taking advantage of you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
We need to get over that for sure. The simple answers as to why doctors' handwriting are horrible, it's mainly their hands cramp up.
Yeah, they've been doing it. They write all day long, and they are mandated to write down the notes from every time they've examined you, and then a lot of time they have to type them into Medicare, and I know doctors that spend more time just typing than seeing patients.
Yes, and that's actually what's led to, it was a problem for a while because sloppy handwriting, back in 2006, there was a survey found that sloppy handwriting actually killed more than 7,000 people a year and diagnosed about 1.5 million people with preventative medication errors.
Yeah, right.
So that has actually led to a lot of doctors doing text-to-speech or speech-to-text, I should say.
Yeah.
And also having things done electronically. But like my doctor comes in with an iPad.
Well, iPad, they all have. Yeah, everybody has an iPad. How does it become a doctor without an iPad? But, you know, it's interesting that that talk-to-text thing, that's rife with errors, too. I mean, we try it on our phones.
Yes.
You know, they have the same equipment we do. So they're writing and talking all the time, and I think that's why your handwriting looks bad.
Yeah, I think for some reason my phone keeps thinking I'm referencing a duck. I don't know why. That's not what I'm saying.
I've never called somebody a duck.
Five ways to keep car insurance rates low. I was actually floored by this. I did not know Florida was the third most expensive state for auto insurance.
You average about $200 a person a month in Florida. That's the average auto insurance
and that's
rate.
Actually up 30% since 2011, but over half of Americans have remained with their current insurance company for 15 years or longer and have never questioned it.
There's the problem.
Yes. And mainly that they're saying, and these are ways for you to actually lower your insurance rates. The number one is to really shop around annually, because you brought up a really good point, Storm. A lot of times as you age or your driving record changes or your credit report changes.
And the insurance companies change what they want to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance companies will cover certain age groups. They found actuarial tables or whatever that brings them less risk. They're going to want to insure the group of people that gives the less amount of risk to the insurance company.
Mm-hmm. So do shop around. They say a lot of times what you want to do is look for those own agents that have insurance companies have their own agents and that can actually write and offer competitive prices. They say choose the top-rated insurer as a low premium isn't the only factor. You want to make sure that when you do call for the insurance, they're not going to be, you know, the number's been disconnected type thing.
You don't want junk insurance. Yeah, I bought it from a guy named Eddie.
Yeah.
And he had a station wagon. I thought I could trust him.
Open up to visit him and see the windows open.
Yeah.
And he's gone. Don't skip on essential coverage. Make sure you carry enough liability coverage. Now, here's the thing. The minimum for the state is nowhere near as much liability as you need.
Exactly. Overdo it because, you know, somebody that if they sue you, they can garnish up to 25% of your wages here in Florida.
Yeah. And by the way, that's 25% of your take home, not your gross.
Can you imagine that?
You're losing a quarter of your paycheck to pay it.
Right.
So keep that in mind. They say opt for, let's see here. And finally, what they're really talking about is just being very careful when you drive. This is what's interesting because texting, before the new law in Florida went into effect, if you were busted for texting, your insurance would go up by more than 20%.
Now that it's a primary offense, it probably even goes up more.
Even more. Let's say you actually caused an accident. Your insurance can go up as much as 41%. Ouch. If you're a type A dangerous, aggressive driver that will not let somebody cut in front of you because you're not doing the zipper effect,
that's right.
your insurance can actually go up two-thirds, 67%.
I can tell you that we had an accident. It wasn't even an accident. Judy was driving and hurt the bottom of her car. Her car bottomed out.
Right.
Had to get it repaired.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance, we combined our insurance. It was $1,000 more this year than it was last year because of that one little.
Wow.
Because we had to use the insurance.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with insurance. They don't want you to ever use it.
If you use it, then they're going to charge you more, too. So,
what
are you going to do? You got to have it.
You got to have it. You got to have the sweetheart conversation hearts for our Valentine's Day. They're back for 2020. They took a hiatus last year because Necco, the company that made them originally, went bankrupt.
They were in corporate reconstruction last year.
True. there's actually a new company called the Spangler Candy Company that was purchased the rights.
But Spangler's been around since 1906. This is an old company.
And they didn't have enough time to make the candy hearts for 2019, but for 2020 they do have them. Now, they're doing them in limited batches, and they're not going to have as many phrases like "you rock" and "love me," but they are out there. And interestingly enough, they actually located the original Sweethearts Conversation Hearts recipes that are over 118 years old, and they're actually going to make them this year. So they might taste a little bit different this year.
Oh.
And then finally, who needs facial recognition? Perhaps opening your iPhone or your Galaxy S10, instead of with your face, you shake your booty. There's now AI can actually indicate who you are based on how you dance, regardless of the music type. They also said that your dance moves can say a lot about yourself as to if you're an extroverted person or a neurotic, if you are what type of mood you happen to be in, and whether or not if you are empathetic to other people. And they can do this with a 94% accuracy rate.
That's truly incredible.
Yeah. Right? Researchers say the next step will be to see if the humans can identify individuals from their dance moves, among other things. All I know is that you need night vision goggles to see me dance because it's got to be pitch black for me to even consider it.
Yeah, you'll see a unicorn before you see Chris dance.
Unless there's been a lot of wine. And there's our show for today, Tuesday, January 21st. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember, the sun is always shining.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.